Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities are various the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we head to the Madrid neighbourhood of Chamberí, which was once a bastion of conservatism, but has been reawakened by a new generation of gourmands. Our correspondent Liam Aldous went for a stroll to get a taste of the change.
Chamberí is a changing. Once a sprawling hotbed for Madrid conservatives, the neighbourhood is suddenly becoming one of the Spanish capital's most dynamic food destinations. Neglecting the area, even for a few weeks, means you might miss out on the constant clutch of new openings. So today, despite the searing Madrid heat, I'm setting out to discover Chamberí's new face. As an Australian, I'm naturally drawn to good coffee and big breakfasts, so imagine my delight when I heard that an Australian-Spanish couple were offering exactly that at the small, mainly takeaway cafe St. George's.
Hola, ¿qué tal?
Hola, buenas tardes, ¿cómo estás?
Pues bien.
¿Qué tal te decía tomar?
My name's Zoe, and this is my husband, Javier. We moved to Madrid from Melbourne a year ago. We had lots of reasons for coming to Madrid. I wanted to learn Spanish for a start. All Javi's family's here, he's from here. Also, we wanted to bring something different to Madrid. There's so many of these kind of style cafes with good coffee, takeaway, healthy food, that kind of thing in Melbourne. And when we've been here on holidays and stuff, we've noticed that it's kind of a gap in the market here in Madrid.
Yeah, I think that Spanish people, they need a few more maybe months or years to understand the concept of the takeaway. Like in the rest of Europe, everyone do takeaway food or coffee, but here people is a bit more like classic. They'd rather to have a seat and take their time to have lunch or coffee, but I'm sure that it's changing. And
it's changing because I can tell by the amount of people coming to your business just in such a short time. It's changing, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
We're just basically making what we like to eat. We like to eat healthy foods, a lot of it vegetarian, salads. We try to do things that are seasonal. So in winter, we'll do more potatoes or cabbage, yeah, and then in summer, more tomatoes, cucumber. We have, for example, gazpacho today.
So there is a mix. It's like a mix of kind of your Antipodean Australian fusion cuisine with some Spanish stuff as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we have avocado on toast for breakfast and gazpacho for lunch. That's pretty fusion.
Yeah.
I guess it took people a while to come around, but really, every customer that we have always comes back, pretty much without exception. Sometimes they're like, ooh, quinoa, what's that? Or what's this weird sauce? But then they always like it. Javi's a really good cook, so makes it easy.
So after discovering yet another new generation cafe solidify its standing on the Madrid map, I decide to pay a visit to Patricia Alda. Together with her husband, Santiago Regoni, this coffee-loving couple can be credited with jump-starting a mini coffee revolution in the city. They opened an espresso bar in the neighbouring Malasaña district in 2011 and have seen plenty of former baristas and customers go on to open similar cafes around the city in the years since. Patricia and Santiago have now opened their second cafe in Chamberí.
My name is Patricia Alda, and we are the founders of Toma Café. We started in 2011.
So, I mean, you're very humble, but you and Santiago, your husband, actually kicked off kind of the coffee revolution in Madrid. Lots of people that have worked in your cafe have actually gone on to open up their own cafes. It's been a bit of a domino effect. Why did you and Santi want to open up a second location here in Chamberí?
Well, we are very proud to start the coffee revolution, and we see us a family, and I usually say they are our sons, and they have her own house now and are independent like us.
It's amazing. And actually, one of the features of the second location downstairs, you have like a workshop that is training people almost every day.
Yes, yes.
Doing coffee courses. And
courses, tasting sessions, even events.
Why did you choose Chamberry over every other district to open the second location? I imagine you gave it a lot of thought, opening a second business of the, or extension of your original business.
Yes, everybody said we have to do another business. It's complicated for us. Thing is, we understand this is a place for people for living, and second a neighborhood that more expensive in Madrid. But the thing is, people is a residential place, but there is many places for cañas, for wines, for everything, for food. But it's not too much on coffee. But this is a place very nice, and the street is quite big, and it's at the end of the street, very close, is a square, boys, people, and dogs, and everything. So it's a nice place and sunny, and we really love the area.
Okay, so what about the solid meals? If you're ever in Madrid, there aren't many acceptable excuses for not visiting the famed Calle Ponzano. Legend has it that this is the strip with the most restaurants and bars on any one street in all of Europe. While Madrid legends are notoriously difficult to verify, Calle Ponzano's fiercely competitive food culture is rather blatant. Nearly every establishment is packed to the rafters, and fresh produce is placed in window displays, much like the seasonal fashion of a high street. Eating your way up the street could take weeks, which is why I'm going to do something rather controversial and avoid it altogether. Instead, I'm going to visit another beloved bastion of drinking and eating, the circular Plaza Olavide. Many decades ago, a massive food market occupied what is now a popular tree-filled plaza strewn with terrace seating. Older, traditional haunts sit side by side the more cosmopolitan eateries, one of which is Mama Campo. Owner Nacho Aparicio exemplifies the new approach to gastronomy taking hold in this part of town.
Every year we open something. So we open in 2014 the supermarket and the restaurant, and the next year we opened the tapas bar. Last year we opened our catering part of the business, and this year we opened in at Ibiza Airport, because we have a project for healthy food in there at the airports.
Part organic food market, part restaurant, part Spanish designer decor showcase, Mama Campo offers reinterpreted traditional recipes, such as the traditional chickpea-based stew known as cocido marleño, all the while sourcing the best organic producers from around Spain. In the calm before the lunchtime storm, Nacho does his best to sum up why he chose Chamberí as the location to start growing his food empire.
I think this is a mix of everything in Madrid. It's not so cool, it's not so hipster, it's not so classical. No? It's like a mix. It's near everything and it's not anything. I can explain it perfect, but it's something like that. You are close to Malasaña, you are close to Chueca, you are close to the modern parts of Madrid, but you are not in. And you are in the classic part of Madrid, but it's not so classic, because 30 years ago, 50 years ago, it was really classic, no? But right now, there's a lot of young people coming to live here, so it's a mix. So for us, it's perfect. And in this part of Chamberí, it's not the core Pijo part of the Chamberí.
For those of you not familiar with Spanish lexicon, the word Pijo can mean many things. As an adjective, it translates to fancy or posh, but when used as a noun, it refers to a certain class of Spaniard, one that seems frozen in time, dresses rather conservatively, and who rarely breaks free of a very tight-knit social circle. Chamberí was once the natural habitat of the Pijos, but the neighborhood's new mosaic of menus suggests change is afoot.
I'm not talking about Pijo in a bad way, you know, it's like a, you know.
Yeah, but maybe the Pijos are changing, maybe they're becoming more open-minded.
Sure, that's
to eating organic food, for example.
Yeah, sure. But the classical pijo is not the pijo we have in mind some years ago.
My last stop for the day serves as another metaphor for Chamboree's thriving new food fortunes. Like many of Madrid's neighborhood markets, the Mercado de Valle Hermoso has been re-energized by a wave of new mini restaurants occupying the once empty stalls.
Bueno, jalapeño en tempura con una torta de alcázar y chorizo en el centro, rellenos y una base que es una salsa agridulce de jalapeños y ajo, ¿vale? Con vinagre. Luego vamos a poner una punta de shiitake para mojar el propio jalapeño. Me llamo Roberto Martínez Foronda y soy de Madrid.
This is Roberto Martínez Foronda, and he helms Trapea, a red and white tiled stall that has a long, high table in front, and it's full of people tucking into his Asian, Peruvian, Spanish cuisine, course by course. He explains how around 8 or 9 years ago, this type of restaurant would have been hard to fill in Madrid. But because of changing travel habits and a new generation of adventurous young chefs, today's culinary landscape is barely recognizable.
Causa limeña con stick tartar avestruz y rellena de una crema de aguacate y grissini.
My name is Maru, and today is my first day here in Tripea. I'm so excited.
No, we're really putting you to the test today, but like, I mean, can you explain a little what this market is? I mean, it's a pretty special place.
Okay, well, I'm the new one, but I really love this market because it's full of new things. We have the opportunity, if you want, the typical plate here in Spain, like Asturian one, and the crazy one, the market kitchen, is the crazy one here in the market. If you have the fruit, you have the opportunity to buy fresh in the morning.
It's really, really thriving as well.
Yeah.
Is it always full?
Always full. I think you need to call or doing a reservation because you are going to, you know.
You're going to be out left in the cold.
Yeah.
Or just walking around in circles.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to do a bit of that now.
As I take a walk around the market, I notice that the former loading dock, which runs the entire length of the main building, is also being renovated. A sign explains that this side structure will soon open as a permanent space for small food producers. And the stalls lining the walls include everything from sheep's cheese to fresh artichokes. Chamboree, it seems, isn't just changing, it's booming. And it's all the better for it.
Thank you, Liam. This has been episode number 38 of Food Neighbourhoods. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Marcus Hippi. Thank you for listening and bye for now.